Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood is attempting to intimidate the Center for Medical Progress and anyone associated with the undercover videos to silence them. They have filed a massive RICO claim against them, along with other allegations, trying to seek damages to silence them and intimidate them from revealing the truth, the horrible truth of Planned Parenthood. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, this is not unexpected. This is the second lawsuit now that Planned Parenthood and others have filed against these people who have done the undercover videos. At one time, they wanted to get an injunction to stop the release of any additional videos. They got a temporary restraining order, but then the judge lifted that and they were able to give the rest of their videos out. Now they have filed an additional lengthy complaint. It's a RICO claim, and it's a RICO claim that is designed to inflict damages and to stop them by getting a permanent injunction against the Center for Medical Progress and certain individuals that were part of this undercover video operation that revealed the horrendous situation and the brutality of Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts.
Well, yeah, this is Goliath saber-rattling and beating his chest to try to intimidate David. And we have a David and Goliath situation here. This is a multi-billion dollar abortion industry going after a tiny, albeit extremely effective, pro-life nonprofit. And this isn't just to go after the Center for Medical Progress. This is to send a shot over the bow of all pro-lifers and Christian and pro-life organizations. And of all things, they abuse RICO, the RICO Act, which was a law intended to prosecute the mafia, the mobs, to go after federal racketeering and corrupt organizations, Matt. So the incongruity here, I mean, it does not apply. It should not apply. And in fact, RICO lawsuits have been thrown out. They were used to intimidate and bully pro-lifers some time ago. And the courts have now ruled that is not permissible, that it's not applicable. Am I correct?
That's right. Yeah, this is a case that went to the United States Supreme Court. It was a long litigation. The case was litigated that went all the way up there, and the Supreme Court ultimately eventually threw it out after a number of years of litigation, saying that the First Amendment with regards to the pro-lifers gave them the protection against RICO. RICO was designed to go after mafia gang-related organizations, Racketeer-Influenced Corrupt Organization Act is what it's called, RICO. It wasn't designed to go after these nonprofits like this in the area of pro-life, but back in the 1990s, many people got slapped with these RICO lawsuits before the Supreme Court eventually stepped in. They had large damage awards that they were seeking. Finally, the Supreme Court, after almost 15, 20 years of litigation, stepped in and stopped that. But now, the pro-abortion group is doing this with regards to this issue, not just the people who are picketers, but now the people who are wanting to give information out to the public, where these Planned Parenthood representatives are sitting down talking to these individuals, they're laughing, they're joking about the baby body parts, they're talking about the cost and the price of selling them, they're talking about covering up what they're doing. They're casually over dinner, over their food and their beverages, literally talking about horrendous things of dismemberment and trying to get the best parts of the body for the best price. That's what they don't like. And as a result of those videos, a number of states have taken action to defund Planned Parenthood, which they should have done a long time ago. We should have done that a long time ago in the United States Congress as well. So they are feeling the hurt. They're feeling the pain, not only from the states and even pressure from the federal government with various investigations, but from the private corporate sector as well that want nothing to do with Planned Parenthood's butchery So they are now going after the source, and they want to silence them with this RICO lawsuit.
And we need to be clear here, the talking point that you hear, even in the mainstream media still, and it's disinformation. They claim that these, they say these heavily edited videos, nonsense. These videos have been studied. They've been investigated. The digital forensic evidence shows no evidence of any manipulation or editing. And CMP, in fact, released the full unedited, unchanged, unclipped videos, and they show conclusively that Planned Parenthood was engaging in criminal behavior. And so CMP has put out a statement on this frivolous a bullying lawsuit here, this abuse of the judicial system. They've said Planned Parenthood is under investigation by the United States Congress and multiple law enforcement agencies while their business is drying up and the public is turning against their barbaric abortion for body parts trade. Now they are filing a frivolous lawsuit in retaliation for CMP's First Amendment investigative journalism that has done nothing more than tell the truth about Planned Parenthood's lawless operations. They go on to talk more, but the young man, David Deliana, is that how you say his name?
Yeah,
his last name.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said when he was confronted and asked about the media about this, he said, "Game on." And I think that that's the right approach here, because this will result in a pretty lengthy discovery phase, won't it, Matt? And what
that's
happens
right.
during discovery?
Well, Liberty Counsel has also offered to defend these individuals here against this Planned Parenthood bullying. But, they have now just opened up, Planned Parenthood has just opened up the opportunity for discovery, which discovery means that you can ask them questions, you can get information, you can request documents, you can take depositions. This is not going to be something that Planned Parenthood wants. They're going to get lots of pushback on this, and these depositions are going to be something that they're going to have to submit to. So they may want to try
under oath.
Yeah,
under oath.
They could face some real serious problems with this discovery process that will go on for a period of time. This is not going to silence these individuals. You're not going to silence by this lawsuit these individuals from doing these videos. They want to hide all this information. I'm sure the Nazis wanted to hide it as well. They didn't want the rest of the world to find out what they were doing. They didn't certainly want people to know that they were putting people on cattle cars and taking them to the gas chambers. Neither does Planned Parenthood want them to know that they're bringing these distraught women in there. They're preying on them. They're actually paying Planned Parenthood to murder their children, and they're cutting them up, and in some cases, they're selling their body parts, and they're making profit on the other side of the other side of the butchery.
Yeah, that's right. Congresswoman Black, a Republican out of Tennessee, said this is the Planned Parenthood way. They are confronted with a horrific truth they cannot defend. She said it won't work. These videos have been proven to be authentic, no matter how many times Cecile Richards says otherwise, and no one can deny that they clearly depict Planned Parenthood's own employees in their own words, offering stunning admissions of what happens behind closed doors. So Planned Parenthood, unwittingly here, may have just further kicked open their own doors to reveal to the world the horrors that are taking place within.
Well, continue to pray for these individuals with the Center for Medical Progress and others that are out there giving information, revealing the truth, shining light where there's darkness. And these situations, these lawsuits by Planned Parenthood, this intimidation factor is not going to work. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand for these individuals that are on the front line and others as we continue to advance religious freedom, life, and family. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. There you can sign up for a number of resources from Liberty Counsel. You can also support Liberty Counsel with your contributions. Liberty Counsel is a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization. Contributions to Liberty Counsel are tax-deductible. We, as we're moving into 2016, have so many things on the agenda to advance life, liberty, and family. We can't do it alone. We certainly need your prayers, and we also need your financial partnership. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged. God's birthed you for this moment in history. He has birthed you for this time, this so-called fourth quarter, if you will, of the game. And we know the outcome. We know who ultimately wins this contest. So be encouraged, stand up, and get involved with a ministry that is making a difference. Liberty Council is doing so many things in the area of religious freedom, life and family, through education, litigation and policy, through multiple offices, and our outreach in Israel, through Christians in Defense of Israel and Covenant Journey, and much more. Learn about it by going to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.